Information presented on this program and by its guests is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but are limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. A professional advisor, attorney, or tax professional should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented.
Are you retired or getting close? Welcome to Retirement Lifestyles with Patrick McNally, where it's all about having the health, wealth, and freedom you need to live your dream retirement. Are there challenges on the way? You bet. Inflation, the economy, and the ups and downs of today's markets will try to rob you of your dreams. But take heart and take notes, because what you're about to learn will put you on the winning side of life for the rest of your life. Now, here's the host of Retirement Lifestyles, Patrick McNally.
News Talk 105.7 KQMS. Good morning, Reading. Good morning to the North State, and welcome to Retirement Lifestyles. I'm your host, Patrick McNally. With me, as always, my friend, fellow financial advisor, Mr. Rick Komarek. Man, you were hovering around your phone there. I thought it was like driving down the street getting ready to yell at somebody for being on their phone.
Right.
checking out that little lakeside beachfront that Kelly was telling us about.
Oh, yeah, that looks great. It's good to enjoy the outdoors, and the Shasta COVID stuff got updated yesterday, June 12th, so I was looking at some of those updates, too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man, I got to celebrate my anniversary this past week.
Nice.
20 years.
Awesome.
She's been putting up with me.
Yeah.
20 years.
Saw a picture on Instagram.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Went to a cool place called Highlands Ranch Resort.
Right.
I know I've told you about this before. You have to go.
All right.
Well, I told like 10 people this week that they got
to
go.
Well, I'll definitely have to go. Can't go today. Today's my anniversary.
Atta boy.
What year
is it?
21.
21. He got 21. Me by year. Congratulations, yep. My friend.
Thanks.
Both celebrating the
congratulations.
Ladies.
Yep.
Kelly's got 2-5.
In June?
Yeah. This month?
No, in October.
Okay, so he's got the big 2-5 coming up.
Nice.
Fun stuff. Rick, let's preview our show today. You know, being in financial services for over 20 years, what we found is that most people worry about having enough income in retirement. So we build mathematically correct retirement income plans that can provide a paycheck that's predictable, safe, consistent, and can even increase every year no matter what the market does, ultimately giving you peace of mind and the freedom to enjoy your dream retirement. The title of the show today, How to Avoid Getting Sick on the Stock Market Roller Coaster. In the past 3 months, the stock market has dropped 36%, then risen 21%, dropped 7, rose 13, dropped 7, rose 18, and then in one day... In the past week, it dropped almost 7. Seriously, Rick, I can't even tell if I'm at Six Flags Magic Mountain or invested in the stock market. On top of that, we've had a global pandemic, race riots, abolishing the police department, and murder hornets. I'm about to lose it, for crying out loud. Maybe some of you are feeling the same way. There's nothing we can do about pandemics, riots, murder hornets, but we can teach you how to have peace of mind when it comes to your retirement income, and that is what we're going to discuss today. Later on, we've got a market update with Rick, and then we're going to continue to discuss more planning opportunities during this unprecedented time. As always, we got a loaded show for you, and I'm super excited. You ready, Rick?
Ready.
All right, folks, you know what to do next. I want you to refill your coffee and grab your notepad, and we'll get started in 2 minutes.
You're listening to Retirement Lifestyles with Patrick McNally.
I'm with personal trainers Matt and Deb from Sun Oaks to tell you about their spring training event at Sun Oaks.
It is our biggest promotion for personal training of the year. For 3 days, we set up in the lobby. We have a bunch of personal trainers out there.
So if you're looking to do any kind of personal training and you just haven't quite pulled the trigger, or you're just not sure what training is all about, this is a great event to come out to. If you come in and talk with a trainer, you're going to get that 2-in-1 assessment / consultation, the opportunity to sign up for training at 30% off your package. You're going to be entered into the drawing for some real premium Giants tickets.
The event's happening on the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of March the 30th, 31st, and April 1st.
This is a great opportunity just to save a lot of money with your training. Take that first step and then go to the next level.
Join Sun Oaks this month for $79. Returning members get your setup fee waived. Visit us at sunoaks.com or on Argyle Road. just 5 minutes off I-5. Sun Oaks. Health. Hope. Community.
Most people worry about running out of money in retirement. So I build financial plans that create predictable, consistent, and safe retirement income that can increase every year no matter what the market does. If you're retired or getting close, I want to send you my free retirement survival kit. You'll get a copy of my book, income reports, checklists, and much more to help you create a retirement paycheck you'll never outlive. Grab your phone right now and text the word free kit to the number 33222. That's free kit, all one word, to the number 33222. You've heard me say it's all about having the health, wealth, and freedoms you need to live your dream retirement. When it comes to the health side, I want to tell you about my family's personal chiropractor, Dr. Todd Royce, owner of Chiropractic First. Not only does he adjust us and get us back to our active lives, he teaches us about ongoing nutrition and living healthier. If you have any pain or stiffness in your back or neck, I want you to call Chiropractic First today at 243-0889. Mention Patrick for a free consultation. You don't need to live with pain or discomfort anymore. Call Dr. Todd at 243-0889. Or visit online at chirofirst.net.
Welcome back to Retirement Lifestyles.
Release the murder hornets. Oh, man. Rick, there's so much stuff going on right now.
Right.
I mean, there's so much stuff going on right now, but we got to keep it to the market.
Hey, you know, we do what we do and how we know, and that is in financial planning, investment management, securing retirement the best we can. And there's always something to do in that area, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
We're calling this show How to Avoid Getting Sick on the Stock Market Roller Coaster. And the reason we came up with that title is because the past 3 months, I mean, it literally feels like we've been riding a stock market roller coaster.
Oh, absolutely it has. I mean, there's been, you know, the prior couple of years, there wasn't much volatility. We had a little reprieve from that. Of course, years before that, there were. But volatility is back with the vengeance. And
we basically had a 10-year bull run.
Right.
We hit all-time highs.
Sure, yeah.
And then, I mean, in the matter of basically a month, I mean, it dumps 36%. And, of course, everybody's freaking out. Like, this is the huge one. We're probably not going to make it back for, like, 5 years. You know, right. Whatever. This is right. Going to be the big one, right? We saw all those headlines.
Right.
And then a month later, it goes up 21%, then drops again 7, then up 13, then down 20. I mean, it's just been this up and down with all this stuff going on.
Yeah.
And we kind of joke about this in the office. It's like, okay, so the market went up 900 points today. Was there some good news we missed? We're scouring the headlines like, okay, well, what's going on?
Right.
You know, and then we kind of start hearing, you know, like good numbers, like the better numbers from COVID. You know, we're starting to see less and less cases and all this stuff.
So right.
Like, okay, cool. And then 1,800 points down. It's like, all right.
Out of left field.
This is why we never try to time the market. You and I, for the last 8 years we've been doing this show and the 20 years we've been doing this, we've been joking about the fact that our crystal ball is broken.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anybody who has successfully timed the market on a professional level. I'm sure, you know, there's amateur investors who have done it, but, you know, that's probably out of, you get enough people doing it, somebody's going to get lucky with it, you know, just a rule of numbers with that.
You always hear the good stories, but never the bad, right?
Right, exactly. Like, people that gamble, whatnot, at I won this much, and, you know, well, what about the times that they lost?
Yes.
And all the other people that lost, you know, on average, the casinos are making money because people are losing money.
Yeah, there's a reason they have these hotels and these big buildings and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
You know, and it's like Babe Ruth, like I used to talk about, like Babe Ruth's home run record. You know, you always hear about how he used to smash him out of the, you know, out of the stadium. And his record, he held the record for the most home runs.
Yeah.
He also held another record, Rick. Do you remember what it was?
Well, it would be the strikeout.
Most strikeouts. Yeah. But nobody talks about that one.
Right, right.
So when we talk about the market, we want to hopefully we're getting the point across to you and teaching you that you want to set up your portfolio to weather these kinds of storms. You want to set up your portfolio for these ups and downs of this roller coaster that we're calling the market. Because
right.
if you want to ride this coaster, if you want to be in the market, you got to be able to ride the coaster.
Exactly. Yeah. Get jumping on and off the coaster.
That
is
doesn't
not work
very well.
You're going to get hurt.
Go to Six Flags and try to jump off the coaster. Right. You're going to get hurt.
That's it.
So you better just ride this thing out, and then at the end of the day, it hopefully gets you to your goals. And that's the whole point of the market. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in it.
Yeah, I mean, it always has. We always expect it will. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in it. That's exactly right.
Yeah. And so I'm just kind of wondering this past week, you know, talking to different people, how are people feeling today? I've spoken with a number of people at various stages of retirement, and, you know, some 7 years away, you know, some have been retired for 15 years. And there's this big mix of emotions right now, Rick. I know you're talking to people, too, and you're hearing the same kind of stuff. One guy was – he listened to our show that we did a few months ago. We've talked about this a number of times. But he listened to the Mathematical Death Spiral show.
Right.
And he told me, he's like, when I first heard that, you know, the market was still pretty high.
Right.
You know, he's like, no, so I kind of tuned it out.
Yeah, it's not on your radar. You don't think about it. No. It's not something you're sensitive to.
So he really didn't pay attention.
Right.
And he's kind of sheepishly, he's like, I didn't really pay attention to that show. I'm like, that's fine. You know, and then he's like, but a few months later – you know, when the market first dumped, he's like, I remembered that show, and he played the replay,
nice.
And then he called. You know, he's like, that's when he called, and he's just like, that stuff that you were talking about how, you know, if you're pulling money out to live on in retirement, you know, you have to factor that in when the market goes down.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people don't really factor that in. Now, thankfully, we've kind of felt like this market, it dumped. We thought it was going to come back quick. You even made that kind of prediction, if you will.
Right.
and so, how are you kind of feeling with this whole, you know, you're still holding on?
Get that question all the time. You know, how do you feel about this market? And you're exactly right. I said, you know, I think there's going to be a rapid recover. We're going to come back strong. There's going to be pent-up demand. And, you know, that was my initial thoughts and feelings. Then when I saw as things progressed and happened the way that they did, and then I saw that basically the market did come back quite fast. However, the economic impact was to a much greater extent than I think anybody imagined. I thought, was this a little too much too fast on the market? And sure enough, like you said, that's what we saw this last Thursday with a big redip. So that's kind of my thought as far as moving forward, is that there will continue to be significant volatility this year with the panic of coronavirus, with the riots and upheavals, with the election, with the thing that we don't see. It's always the thing that we don't yet see.
You didn't mention murder hornets.
I did not mention the murder hornets.
Murder hornets are real. Release the murder hornets.
It could be the murder hornets.
Oh, man. I tell you what. That came in kind of quick.
Well, I remember African bees from years ago being a big concern, you know, at that time. And it's always, you know, that thing that you don't know about and that comes about. But the reality is that...
Dude, it was like a pattern interrupt. I swear. Right. It was like everything going on with COVID. Then all of a sudden, it's like you start seeing the murder hornets.
Wow.
And the funniest meme I saw was Dr. Evil. You know, good old Dr. Evil with his pinky. Ooh, Dr. Evil. It was like, you know, coronavirus is losing steam. Release the murder hornets. It's like, oh, what now?
Right.
And of course, then I'm like, I wonder if that's going to actually affect the market. But it's like, you know, we never know what's going to affect the market, Rick. And talking about that mathematical death spiral, you know, I walked through with this guy, you know, what that looks like and what that could do to a portfolio. And we got to take a break. But when we come back, let's talk about the 4% rule.
Okay.
And let's do that versus some of the planning that we're doing.
You got
it. Does that sound good? Hey, folks, I want to give you a copy of my book right now. It's called Retirement Planning 101. Simply grab your smartphone real quick. Here's the deal. I'm going to buy the book for you. You just cover the shipping to get it to you. All right? The book is Retirement Planning 101. I want you to text the word free book, all one word, to the number 47177. That number again is 47177. The keyword is free book. All one word. Get your copy right now. Back to you.
Don't touch that dial. Patrick will be right back.
Most people worry about running out of money in retirement. So I build financial plans that create predictable, consistent, and safe retirement income that can increase every year no matter what the market does. If you're retired or getting close, I want to send you my free retirement survival kit. You'll get a copy of my book, income reports, checklist, and much more to help you create a retirement paycheck you'll never outlive. Grab your phone right now and text the word free kit to the number 33222. That's free kit, all one word, to the number 33222. You've heard me say how important it is to get your estate planning in order. Financial planning is more than just the investments. Don't leave your loved ones stuck with inheritance issues or huge estate tax problems. Get your will, trust, and powers of attorney in line today. I want you to call my trusted friends at Kenny and Noreen, 244-7777, and let them help you get your estate documents in order quickly and affordably. Call Kenny and Noreen today at 244-7777. Procrastination only hurts the ones you love, so get it done. Call Kenny and Noreen or visit online at lawnorcal.com.
Home ownership. Are you ready? You may be more ready than you think. Are you tired of wasting money renting a home or apartment? Mortgage Matt with Megastar Financial not only makes the buying process easy, his mortgage experience and real estate connections can help you find the home of your dreams.
Hi, Mortgage Matt here with Megastar Financial. My advice for anyone looking to purchase a home is to first find out what financing you qualify for. With a limited number of homes currently on the market, this step can allow you to focus on finding a home you qualify for and be prepared to make an offer when you find that perfect home. My team at Megastar Financial has the expertise of making sure your loan closes on time so you and your family can start making memories. Go to MegastarReading.com today and start your pre-qualification process. I will personally respond to your application within 24 hours and set up your complimentary mortgage review. Are you ready?
Contact Mortgage Matt at 999-9000 or online at megastarreading.com. MLS number 260571, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Retirement Lifestyles.
Welcome back to the show. This is Retirement Lifestyles, where it's all about having the health, the wealth, and the freedom to live your dream retirement. I'm your host, Patrick McNally. With me, Mr. Rick Komarek, and we're talking today about how to avoid getting sick on the stock market roller coaster with everything going on in the world right now. I mean, pandemics, race riots, abolishing the police, and Rick, what else?
Murder hornets.
Thank you very much. It's the murder hornets that are topping it off. We want to talk about why this market is feeling like it's just like riding a roller coaster and what you can be doing to make sure that you're not getting sick on it and that your portfolio is built to withstand this kind of a stuff. And when we left off, Rick, we were telling the story about a gentleman who called me this past week or week before that. He called me and he had listened to a previous show that we had done on the mathematical death spiral. And said when he first heard it, the market was high.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, I mean, I just kind of tuned it out. I wasn't really, talking about the market going down and all this stuff. And then a few months later, when the market dumped, he listened to it again. He played the replay. And then that kind of sparked his attention, and he gave me a call. So what we ended up doing is discussing what is known as the 4% rule.
Right.
Walk us through the 4% rule.
Okay. Years ago in the 90s, one of the financial advisors, Bill Bingen, did some research. He wanted to see, hey, how much can we withdraw from this portfolio on a systematic basis, systematic withdrawal plan, and not run out of money over a 30-year period? So he looked at historical records and ran a bunch of different scenarios, good years, bad years. And what he came up with at that time was 4%. If we don't withdraw more than 4%, then a portfolio, I think it was a 60-40 portfolio, is expected not to run out of money over a 30-year period. In other words, you'll still have an account balance and you won't run out of money. Is that okay? How it works? So 4%. So you take the starting value, 4% plus inflation every year thereafter. The issue with that in the current environment, number one, is that bonds have been on a 30-year decrease in basically value. Well, they've been on a 30-year bull run and they're at the end of that. And so we're, 10-year treasuries at like 0.8, something of that nature. So there's a lot of current researchers like Dr. Wade Fowle who are saying, hey, that 4% rule, you're not going to get.
Might not be the number.
Yeah. You might be closer to 3 or even 2.5, based on treasury yields and the bond market. So with that, there are some significant concerns with that rule.
Here's my issue with the 4% rule. Here's my issue with having to sell portions of your portfolio at all to raise income in retirement. Because in order to make that money back, so let's just picture a giant pie, right, Rick?
Right.
Giant pie, and let's say you got $1 million. That's your life savings. You have worked 30, 40 years. You have saved, sacrificed, invested, gone through the different markets. That whole time, you got $1 million saved up. The reason you never touched that money is because you had a paycheck to pay your bills. You weren't paying your bills
right.
from that. It was life savings, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now you got to pay bills from that money. If you go in and sell 4%, you go and sell 40 grand
right.
from that $1 million, it's gone, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, if you withdraw, it is by definition gone.
Yeah, okay.
You know, yeah.
So if it's gone,
right.
what do you have to do in order to fill that gap of your pie? What has to happen?
Well, you probably have to earn maybe 5% at that point in order to recapture that.
You have to rely on the market to fill that pie back in. You have to rely on growth to get you back. And you're exactly right. You're going to have to earn more than you actually pulled out. We talk about the cruel math of the market.
Right.
You lose 20%, you got to earn about 30 just to get back to even.
Right.
You lose 50% in the stock market, how much do you have to earn just to break even?
100%.
100% return on your money just to break even. So when you're selling... You're going through these years in retirement, continuing to sell your portfolio. You have to rely on something that's unpredictable. You don't know what's going to happen the next day. You don't know what it's going to do over the next few years.
Right.
So you could have this, if you have 2 years where the market goes down, if it goes down 20%, well, you're not down 20, you're down 24.
Right.
And we just said, if you're down 20, you got to earn 30. Well, if you're down 24, you got to earn like 36. I feel like Rain Man. Definitely, definitely. Yeah, you got to get the numbers right.
Right.
So, you know, you have to realize what's actually happening in your portfolio when you do that. That's my biggest problem with the 4% rule. And then on top of that, it all of a sudden becomes, it was back in the 90s, you said, it becomes this rule. But then fast forward 20, 25 years, and they're like, you know what? Maybe that rule was a little off.
Right.
You know, maybe it wasn't 4%. It's more like 2.5%. Well, thanks, you jerks. I'm used to taking 4% out of my portfolio, and now I got to cut it in half.
Right.
Or cut it by, you know, a third.
Right.
There's a better way, I think, to do that, Rick. I think instead of selling parts of your portfolio, we like to live on the dividends.
Right.
We like to have the portfolio earn us money. We like to have these companies pay us from the profits that they earn, which is called a dividend. It's almost like getting paid by a company without having to work for them.
That's a pretty
sweet thing to do, right?
Right.
That's the kind of portfolio we like, because in that kind of a scenario, you're not having to sell anything to get your income, right?
Right.
Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. The dividends are issued on monthly, quarterly, semi-annual basis. They're credited to your account. And at that point, you can spend them or reinvest if you don't need the money.
Now, we're not telling you. We got to give our caveat. I guess we got to give our disclaimer. Don't just run out, sell all your stuff, and go buy stocks you heard pay dividends. Talk to your advisor. Talk to your planner. Do it. There's strategy that goes into this.
Well, and there's a lot of different strategies.
Absolutely.
There's the high dividend strategy. There's the dividend growth strategy. There's the historical dividend consistent strategy. And which one you go with makes a massive difference in the results you're going to get.
Thousands of companies pay dividends.
Right.
And you need to construct your portfolio in such a way that it's going to reach your goals. And we're just talking about the market side of stuff. When we come back, we'll kind of get into a little bit more on how to structure your portfolio, not only using market instruments, but using cash, using safety. Here's the deal. If you don't know what your income is going to be in retirement, you might be headed for a disaster. In fact, I'm willing to say you might even go broke. 99 out of 100 people I talk to undercalculate their expenses. I want you to go to rlaplan.com, and on our main page, there's a calculator that'll run a quick free analysis for you and tell you how much you got to earn on your money in order to not run out. Go to rlaplan.com and click on the link right now. We'll be back in a minute.
I'm with personal trainers Matt and Deb from Sun Oaks to tell you about their spring training event at Sun Oaks.
It is our biggest promotion for personal training of the year. For 3 days, we set up in the lobby. We have a bunch of personal trainers out there.
So if you're looking to do any kind of personal training and you just haven't quite pulled the trigger, or you're just not sure what training is all about, this is a great event to come out to. If you come in and talk with a trainer, you're going to get that 2-in-1 assessment / consultation, the opportunity to sign up for training at 30% off your package. You're going to be entered into the drawing for some real premium Giants tickets.
The event's happening on the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of March the 30th, 31st, and April 1st.
This is a great opportunity just to save a lot of money with your training. Take that first step and then go to the next level.
Join Sun Oaks this month for $79. Returning members get your setup fee waived. Visit us at sunoaks.com or on Argyle Road, just 5 minutes off I-5. Sun Oaks. Health, hope, community.
Most people worry about running out of money in retirement. So I build financial plans that create predictable, consistent, and safe retirement income that can increase every year no matter what the market does. If you're retired or getting close, I want to send you my free retirement survival kit. You'll get a copy of my book, income reports, checklists, and much more to help you create a retirement paycheck you'll never outlive. Grab your phone right now and text the word free kit to the number 33222. That's free kit, all one word, to the number 33222. You've heard me say it's all about having the health, wealth, and freedoms you need to live your dream retirement. When it comes to the health side, I want to tell you about my family's personal chiropractor, Dr. Todd Royce, owner of Chiropractic First. Not only does he adjust us and get us back to our active lives, he teaches us about ongoing nutrition and living healthier. If you have any pain or stiffness in your back or neck, I want you to call Chiropractic First today at 243-0889. Mention Patrick for a free consultation. You don't need to live with pain or discomfort anymore. Call Dr. Todd at 243-0889. Or visit online at chirofirst.net.
Welcome back to Retirement Lifestyles.
Welcome back to the show. We're celebrating. It's the halfway point of the show, and we are going to celebrate, Rick. You know what? With everything going on, let's celebrate something. How about your anniversary today? Happy anniversary. 21 years of bliss. My anniversary this past week on Wednesday, 20 years.
The big 2-0.
Had a great time. Headed out to Highlands Ranch Resort, which is an awesome place. About 2 hours from here.
Folks, you got to
check out Highlands Ranch Resort. So cool. Just the ability to kind of check out with everything going on in life and just relax and let the brain go out in the woods and like just not worry about stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's absolutely something to that for your well-being and health.
You have to. You got to do that. You know what, Rick? You and I were talking about checking out a little bit at the break and about how oftentimes, you know, we've done this. Our wives do this. Sometimes you just check off of social media and just give your brain a break, you know?
Yeah.
Call that like a social media fast.
Right.
You know, and just let everything just kind of settle a little bit. So I think that that's healthy. We're at the halfway point. A lot of times this is usually where we bring on, and I think we need to start doing this again because they're open now.
Sun Oaks
opened up last week or the week before.
Yeah, June 1, they opened up, so definitely need to get them back on the calendar because they're doing good work over there. You can reserve a pool lane and have you know, your lane all to yourself. They're taking all the precautions that are needed, but they are open for business.
I don't think you have to use a mask in the lane, do you?
I don't think so.
I'm just checking. I want to make sure.
I'm pretty sure, unless it's like, you know, your goggles.
Put a snorkel on?
Right, your snorkel and swim goggles.
I want you to check out Sun Oaks. I want you to give them a call at 221-4405, 221-4405, and they are open now and ready to rock and roll. Rick, you got a market update for us. Let's talk market.
This is the weekly market review for week ending June 12, 2020. It was a wild ride, to say the least. The stock market started the week hitting a key milestone. The S&P 500 turned positive for the year, and then the NASDAQ composite rose above 10,000 for the first time, but succumbed to profit-taking that handed it its worst week since March. So let's go ahead and give the weekly numbers. Dow ended down 5.5 for the week, which represents a 10.28% year-to-date negative performance on that. S&P 500 down 4.78, so similar decrease for the week, represents a 5.86% decrease so far year to date. Small U.S. companies were hit the worst at 7.93% decrease for the week, 16.83 negative for the year. And international is down 13.2% for the year. The 10-year treasury bond went down 0.21, so a big drop in the treasuries. And now it is at 0.69 for the 10-year treasury.
Oh my gosh.
Snooze fest on that one. You know, there's continuing to be volatility. We've said it before. We'll say it again. We expect to continue to see that throughout the year.
That is why we called this show How to Avoid Getting Sick on the Stock Market Roller Coaster. Rick, you're talking about ups and downs. That's exactly what's been going on the past 3 months. We saw initially a drop of 36%, then it jumped 21%, then dropped 7, rose 13, dropped 7, rose 18, and then all in one day this past week, in one day, dropped almost 7. It's like ups and downs of the market. And people are kind of rightly going, oh my gosh, you know, is this going to continue? What do we do? We're hearing, what do we do today? You know, is this going to continue?
Right.
And it's like, we hate to just kind of give that answer of, you know, this is the stock market. And if you've chosen to, you know, to play in this game, if you will,
right,
to ride this ride, you got to be able to endure.
Right.
Because like you said in the first part, it's like, yeah, if you're at Six Flags Magic Mountain riding a ride, you can't just jump off and drop. No. You're going to get hurt.
You're going to get hurt if you try that strategy. It's not a winning
not
strategy.
A good strategy.
Jumping off the coaster at the peak or the trough, you know, generally won't work out for you.
No, not going to happen. Not going to happen. So we're trying to talk about ways that you can withstand this roller coaster. We talked about the 4% rule and want to kind of end with this because, Rick, I know you've got a continuing with a list of things that, you know, opportunities
that's right.
We can look at. But we were talking about the 4% rule and how we don't like that rule and where that started. And if you got a whole pool of money, take whatever money that you have, and I'm just going to use easy math. You got $1 million, 4% is $40,000. If you're pulling out 4% to live on each year, you're having to sell 4% of your portfolio. That means you're down 4%. The only way to make that up is when the market comes back. Well, you can't control the market. I can't control the market. But you're relying on something that's unpredictable and unstable to give you the income that you need moving forward. Well, if you're pulling out 4 and the market goes down 36, well, you're down 40. So it's just that much more of a struggle coming back. If it does that for 2 years, you may be in a bad position. And mathematically, Rick might never come back from a situation like that. We don't know. We just know that we like using portfolios that are designed to pay you an income that's stable, that is more consistent no matter what the market does. We like dividend portfolios to do that. We're not saying run out and build your own dividend portfolio, sell all your stuff, and go buy dividends. No, no, no. Talk to your advisors. We love to answer questions for that for you as well and how that works. But we're just saying that instead of – there might be a better way for you instead of what's been happening. The planning of the late 90s, Rick, is when the 4% rule came out. And it kind of caught fire and everybody did it.
Yeah. Newsflash, like, we're 30 years outside of that time frame and we're in a new environment. Time for new planning.
New planning, or at least looking at the old way of planning, which dividends have been around since the dawn of the market.
Yeah, what's old is new.
It's how the old school dudes got rich.
Right.
You know, it's simple. It's, hey, invest in companies that pay you a portion of their profits, not necessarily based on their stock price. It's almost like working for the company, but not. It's getting paid by the company without working for them. I want that kind of a job, Rick.
Right. Yeah. Well, we're getting
there. So that's dividend income. And if you want to learn more about that, I invite you to schedule a phone call with me. Let's do a free 30-minute call. It's a strategy call. I want you to go to talktopatrick.com. talktopatrick.com. You'll find my calendar when you go there. Simply find a day and a time that works. Let's jump on the phone together. I'll explain how this stuff works. And you can ask me any question that you want. I invite you to do that. The call is free. But the information, Rick, is priceless. Good stuff. Hey, we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to do an article here called Planning Opportunities During the Coronavirus Pandemic. So don't go anywhere. Back in a minute.
Smooth. You're listening to Retirement Lifestyles with Patrick McNally.
You've heard me say how important it is to get your estate planning in order. Financial planning is more than just the investments. Don't leave your loved ones stuck with inheritance issues or huge estate tax problems. Get your will, trust, and powers of attorney in line today. I want you to call my trusted friends at Kenny and Noreen, 244-7777, and let them help you get your estate documents in order quickly and affordably. Call Kenny and Noreen today at 244-7777. Procrastination only hurts the ones you love, so get it done. Call Kenny and Noreen or visit online at lawnorcal.com. Most people worry about running out of money in retirement, so I build financial plans that create predictable, consistent, and safe retirement income that can increase every year no matter what the market does. If you're retired or getting close, I want to send you my free retirement survival kit. You'll get a copy of my book, income reports, checklists, and much more to help you create a retirement paycheck you'll never outlive. Grab your phone right now and text the word free kit to the number 33222. That's free kit, all one word, to the number 33222.
Homeownership. Are you ready? You may be more ready than you think. Are you tired of wasting money renting a home or apartment? Mortgage Matt with Megastar Financial not only makes the buying process easy, his mortgage experience and real estate connections can help you find the home of your dreams.
Hi, Mortgage Matt here with Megastar Financial. My advice for anyone looking to purchase a home is to first find out what financing you qualify for. With a limited number of homes currently on the market, this step can allow you to focus on finding a home you qualify for and be prepared to make an offer when you find that perfect home. My team at Megastar Financial has the expertise of making sure your loan closes on time so you and your family can start making memories. Go to MegastarReading.com today and start your pre-qualification process. I will personally respond to your application within 24 hours and set up your complimentary mortgage review. Are you ready?
Contact Mortgage Matt at 999-9000 or online at megastarreading.com. MLS number 260571, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Retirement Lifestyles.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, I want to give a book away. I want to give you a copy of my book, Retirement Planning 101. If you're retired or getting close, this is going to definitely help you out. This talks about all the stuff that we talk about on the show from week to week, all in my book. And I'm going to buy the book for you, so you're going to get the book for free. All I ask is that you just pay to ship it to you. So I want you to grab your smartphone real quick, and I'm going to have you text me the word free book. So that's what you put in there. Put free book, all one word. And the number is 47177. 47177. And that'll bring you to a little sign-up page. You give a little bit of information and tell me where to ship it to you, and I'll get it out first thing on Monday. Free book, 47177. Rick, take us back to an article that we started a couple of weeks ago. Last couple of weeks we had to run replays. We were gone and doing some stuff like that. But before then, you had some opportunities. Unprecedented time right now. Things going on over the – but there are opportunities, and that's what we want to focus on.
Absolutely. We want to focus on what are the opportunities. I've got the report here of the
21 of them.
All right. That's it. 21 opportunities. We're on number 9. So if you missed 1 through 8, you're going to have to go back to the replay from a couple of weeks ago and grab that. Number 9 is, are you subject to a required minimum distribution in 2020?
Mm-hmm.
Consider whether you want to defer your RMDs as 2020 RMDs are waived. I would say that's a little bit of a misread on that, because it's not actually a deferral. It is a waiver. You know, deferral usually means you have to pay it in the future, right? And that's not what this says. I mean, that's not what this rule is. This rule is you could essentially opt out of your RMDs for 2020.
I've had a number of clients do this.
Yep.
You know, when this kind of came out, we're like, okay, let's talk to some people and find out, because I knew a number of them offhand that did not need the money.
That's right.
But it's a required distribution, whether you want it or not.
Right.
The government says, take the money.
Yeah,
send
exactly.
Send us the taxes.
Yep.
But this is, like you said, this is a pure waiver. You do not have to take the required distribution this year.
It's a beautiful thing. I know some of the folks I talk to, we schedule their RMDs for, you know, end of November, beginning of December. And we said, okay, well, we'll recircle back. If you need the money at that point, we'll do it as planned. Otherwise, hey, we'll just take advantage of the waiver and we won't have to distribute those funds at this point and save on taxes as well.
You can do that. The same as for inherited IRAs as well.
Yep, we confirmed that.
So I had a call on that yesterday or the day before. It was like, hey, you know, I couldn't remember. I've an inherited IRA. When do I have to take the RMD? It's like, you don't have to this year if you don't want to. It's like, thank you very much. And the other thing, too, is I was reading – I hadn't actually thought about this, but it's kind of genius, and I might be jumping forward on here.
Okay.
But if you didn't – if you'd already taken your RMD –
yep.
And is it on there?
It's the next one.
Man, I'm kind of like – what is that, a telepath?
Yeah, prescient.
I'm good that way. So I'm not going to steal your thunder. Take us into the next one.
Well, that's exactly it. You can also return an RMD already taken – within 60 days of withdrawal up to July 15th.
It's like a rollover.
Yeah, so we're still in that time frame. If you could do that, you know, and that's not a problem. Yep, absolutely. Number 10, do you need cash from your retirement account? So we just talked about if you don't need the money, don't take it. Well, this is kind of the opposite. You know, something's going on with your situation. Individuals who are financially impacted by COVID-19 can pull out up to $100,000 exempt from the 10% penalty and mandatory withholding, and have 3 years to pay it back. And so this is an opportunity out there. We like to say this is like a last case.
Yeah,
scenario.
Don't do it unless you really have to.
But this is all about opportunities. This is something that, you know, you didn't have before, yep, and you may have now, specifically if you're in that situation with the COVID directly impacting you and you need the money. There you go.
But let's make it extremely clear. Ricky said they avoid the 10% penalty, but you do not avoid taxation on the money that comes out.
You don't avoid that. However, they are giving you 3 years to pay it back. So if in fact pay it back, then you continue to avoid that taxation, which is great.
But keep that money, you're getting taxed.
Oh boy, yes you are.
And if you take $100,000 out, you're going to feel the tax.
Yep.
So
number 11, do you have an updated emergency fund? You should have liquid funds to support living expenses in an emergency. And, you know, put this into context to what we're seeing right now. Well, you know, there were times where various stores and things of that nature were either closed or they ran out of items. So I would say not only having the cash available, but maybe you should have, you know, some extra flour or food storage, you know, available to you too, in case you are in an emergency situation like
Remember the toilet paper scare?
The toilet paper scare. We had, you know, not so recent past, we had our Snowmageddon where the roads were closed, and then, you know, the car fire before that. I see Kelly's wearing his shirt. So, you know, we remember the car fire and how that affected people. And so it's always good to be prepared. On the financial side is what we're focused on right now, and that is having your emergency reserves.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we call that. A lot of times I call it the emergency cash position, and it has to be part of your plan.
Right.
I mean, you know, when we say that we build paychecks that provide a predictable, consistent, and safe retirement, that's the safety piece, Rick. That's that emergency cash position that if something were to occur, like you need four new tires all the way to something huge, like, you know, going on right now with closures of businesses and stuff, you got to have some cash on hand, and that's that portion of the portfolio. We got to go to break because, Kelly, you're already telling me, I just came back from a break. Oh, okay, folks, we got to take one more break, and we'll be heading into our last segment of the show. Don't go anywhere. I feel like giving away another book. Actually, I'm going to give a book away in the next segment, but I want you to do this as well. I talked about if you don't know your number for retirement, on the website, rlaplan.com, just scroll down a little bit, and there's a link to a free quick analysis. Like 2 minutes, you can find out kind of where you sit and how much you got to earn on your money in retirement. It's pretty cool. So go check that out on the website, and we'll be back in a minute.
Don't touch that dial. Patrick will be right back.
You've heard me say it's all about having the health, wealth, and freedoms you need to live your dream retirement. When it comes to the health side, I want to tell you about my family's personal chiropractor, Dr. Todd Royce, owner of Chiropractic First. Not only does he adjust us and get us back to our active lives, he teaches us about ongoing nutrition and living healthier. If you have any pain or stiffness in your back or neck, I want you to call Chiropractic First today at 243-0889. Mention Patrick for a free consultation. You don't need to live with pain or discomfort anymore. Call Dr. Todd at 243-0889 or visit online at chirofirst.net. You've heard me say how important it is to get your estate planning in order. Financial planning is more than just the investments. Don't leave your loved ones stuck with inheritance issues or huge estate tax problems. Get your will, trust, and powers of attorney in line today. I want you to call my trusted friends at Kenny and Noreen, 244-7777, and let them help you get your estate documents in order quickly and affordably. Call Kenny and Noreen today at 244-7777. Procrastination only hurts the ones you love, so get it done. Call Kenny and Noreen or visit online at lawnorcal.com.
I'm with personal trainers Matt and Deb from Sun Oaks to tell you about their spring training event at Sun Oaks.
It is our biggest promotion for personal training of the year. For 3 days, we set up in the lobby. We have a bunch of personal trainers out there.
So if you're looking to do any kind of personal training and you just haven't quite pulled the trigger, or you're just not sure what training is all about, this is a great event to come out to. If you come in and talk with a trainer, you're going to get that 2-in-1 assessment/consultation, the opportunity to sign up for training at 30% off your package. You're going to be entered into the drawing for some real premium Giants tickets.
The event's happening on the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of March the 30th, 31st, and April 1st.
This is a great opportunity just to save a lot of money with your training. Take that first step and then go to the next level.
Join Sun Oaks this month for $79. Returning members get your setup fee waived. Visit us at sunoaks.com or on Argyle. Kyle Road, just 5 minutes off I-5. Sun Oaks. Health. Hope. Community.
Most people worry about running out of money in retirement. So I build financial plans that create predictable, consistent, and safe retirement income that can increase every year no matter what the market does. If you're retired or getting close, I want to send you my free retirement survival kit. You'll get a copy of my book, income reports, checklists, and much more to help you create a retirement paycheck you'll never outlive. Grab your phone right now and text the word free kit to the number 33222. That's free kit, all one word, to the number 33222.
Welcome back to Retirement Lifestyles.
Welcome back to the show. We're in our last segment of the show. If you missed any of it, I want you to visit the website. Kelly will have it up on the website probably in a few hours or so. I want you to visit rlaplan.com, rlaplan.com. Visit the media tab. You'll find our last five shows there. You can also find this as a podcast on iTunes. Just look up Retirement Lifestyles. And so we have been talking about how to avoid getting sick on the stock market roller coaster. That was the full first half of the show, a little bit into the second half. But then Rick has taken us back into an article of finding opportunities in everything going on right now, coronavirus, the COVID, all this stuff. We want to help find opportunities for you amidst, you know, a lot of bad news.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of government changes, the CARES Act, you know, different things that have happened because of COVID. Has freed up financial opportunities that a lot of people just aren't aware of. And so that's why we want to bring you this list. Rick's got 21 of them. Yep. And I think we're on, what, 10? 11?
We're on number 12.
Okay. So we can't get through all of these in one show. So like Rick said before, I think it was 2 weeks ago we kind of started this.
Yeah.
So you can definitely check out the first half. But today we kind of went through the fact that you don't have to take an RMD for 2020.
Right.
That includes inherited IRAs if you've been taking required distributions from an IRA that you'd inherited from family. You do not have to take the required distribution from that. And then that led into taking money out of your retirement accounts if it's an emergency.
And if you're affected by the COVID-19.
That's the specific piece, right?
It is a qualifying event. Yeah. Now, they say there's quite a few factors, I think, like job loss or if you can document that you had the COVID and such. But, yeah, it has to be – it's not just COVID in general. It's if you specifically have been affected by COVID-19.
Okay. So don't just run out and take out $100,000 out of your retirement account?
No.
Okay. Smart.
Yep.
Where are we at? What's the next one, Rick?
The next one is, have you considered a Roth conversion?
Mm.
Account values are depressed. Taxes are not due until April 21, you know, for anything that you do this year right now. And income may be lower this year as well. So it might make sense to take advantage of that lower income, lower values. And, you know, you have time to make sure that you have the taxes for that. Because the Roth conversion, although it's a beautiful thing, you got to pay the piper to do it, which means you got to pay the taxes on the conversion. It's called a Roth conversion tax, you know, essentially.
Well, I've done a number of these right when the market dumped, right when it went down like 36, 37% that first month. And we, you know, it was like, okay, Roth is on sale.
Right.
What you got to do now, because it's kind of creeping back up.
Right.
I would advise people, hey, definitely look at, you know, your end of the year balance comparatively. And because that's what they base, you know, the, I'm sorry, I was thinking of RMDs.
RMDs,
I'm sorry,
yeah.
I was thinking of something totally different. My mind kind of went blank there.
That's okay.
But the Roth conversion, when you do it when the market's down, you're essentially able to move over and paying less tax on it moving forward. But when you put that money in, it's now going to grow tax-free.
That's right. Yep, that's exactly
We were able to do that. I'm actually always in favor most of the time of a Roth conversion, especially if you feel like you're not going to need the money.
Yep.
At required minimum distribution age.
I absolutely love it too, but you have to do it carefully and with your eyes wide open because you will be adding income on your tax return to this degree that you convert.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't want to necessarily bump your Medicare into a higher premium.
That's right.
Which is retroactive all the way to January of that year for the whole year on that and then moving forward. Also, you don't want to cause more of your Social Security to fall into taxability if you're not having that, you know, in your plan. So you got to do it with, we would say, a pro forma tax return.
Absolutely. And that's what we did. It was simple. Hey, just reach out to your tax person and say, hey, we need to, if I did this, what's it going to do to me next year?
Yep.
Is essentially what happens. And a lot of people don't do that. They just, we've seen the bad way of doing that planning, but we, you know, we talk to our clients and work with their CPAs, with their tax planners to do it appropriately and put them in the good position moving forward. What do you got?
Number 13, do you have any assets with a tax loss? Hmm. Consider tax loss harvesting. This is another strategy that we've taken advantage of to rebalance some portfolios and things of that nature. So again, this is what the opportunities are in this environment.
Absolutely. You can just take like Rick said, take advantage and be selling some of those losses against any potential capital gains.
Yep.
Obviously, this doesn't pertain to retirement accounts.
Right, right.
But this is your taxable accounts, individual brokerage accounts, things like that, where you've been wanting to maybe make some changes, but you were, you know, either told not to or just afraid of the capital gain, because if you sold something, you were going to pay taxes on that gain.
Right.
Well, now you could potentially make some changes in that portfolio and wash some of those gains or offset.
That's right.
That's a good scenario. I like that.
Yep. The last one we'll do for today is, do you want to delay filing and payment of the federal income tax? The IRS has offered an automatic extension for all 2019 tax filings and payments that were, you know, typically due April 15th, the day we love to hate. Well, it's now July 15th of this year. So if you haven't filed because you forgot or because you wanted to wait, you're still okay. You know, we have until July 15th of this year in order to do that. No penalties, no interest, anything of that nature do that.
That surprised me that the IRS would do that.
I know that they
came up with that one. I was amazed.
Maybe they had no choice. They shut themselves down.
Maybe they did. I got nobody to look at the return, so we're going to go home for a while.
Yep.
So those are some of those opportunities, folks. We've still got a handful left that we'll bring to you next week. And we'll wrap that up. But this has been a good show. And again, if you missed the first half of the show, it's called How to Avoid Getting Sick on the Market Roller Coaster, Avoiding These Ups and Downs, How You Can Position Your Portfolio to Weather These Market Storms. I would love to have a conversation with you. You can go to talktopatrick.com, talktopatrick.com, schedule a phone call with me, and we can have that call. I want to give you a free book. Grab your phone right now. Grab your smartphone and text me the word free book to the number 47177. Free book, and the number is 47177. With that, I'm going to say thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you, Kelly. And thank you for listening to Retirement Lifestyles with Patrick McNally on News Talk 105.7 KQMS. Yes, absolutely.